this is the day. Thank you, Lord. My wonderful Lord, my wonderful Lord, my angels and seraphs in heaven adore, I know Thou art mine, my Savior divine, my wonderful, wonderful Lord. Oh, we worship You, our wonderful Lord, we worship Your love, honor and glory to Your name. Thank You, Lord. We worship You, dear God. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're having an abbreviated meeting time this morning because my wife says we have to hit the road. And I always do what she says. That's why you notice I'm a happy, cheerful person. Well, I've been beginning every service with a psalm, and this morning is Psalm 139, 9 through 12. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there Your hand shall lead me. That's wonderful. And Your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me. Even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as day. The darkness and light are both alike to You. What a wonderful truth that is, right? The light and the dark make a big difference for us, but not God. Not God. Not at all. And He promised to always be with us. Let's begin by singing about His great faithfulness. It's number 12. And if you are willing and able, let's stand together. Number 12. Great is Thy faithfulness, O God my Father. Thank you. Have you ever come across someone that is just so faithful? Do you know somebody maybe in your life that, despite maybe how you've treated them or how you've acted towards them, or maybe you've been inconsiderate and you found that they were still faithful to you? I've had people like that in my life. I couldn't get them to hate me. No matter how I tried, I couldn't annoy them enough to where they would go away and forsake me and abandon me. I've had people like that in my life. I hope you have. But when you do have someone like that, it's amazing, isn't it? It's like, what's wrong with this person? What's wrong with them? What do they have that I don't have? Of course, it's Jesus Christ. One such person is, we affectionately called her, Sister Grace Schultheis. You know, I lived with she and her husband for 7 years. And believe me, there were days when unknowingly I tried to bring her down and couldn't. She was always faithful and always there. And when I think of that, I think of how faithful God is with us. Because we don't deserve anything. Sometimes we get to thinking we deserve something from God, right? Like, I've been pretty good. Maybe I'm gonna go where I shouldn't go. Maybe you worked up here at camp and you're like, you know what? I did a good job. I really, you know. And that's noble and that's great. But it's nothing compared to the faithfulness and grace of God that He bestows upon us, right? That ain't the right thing to say to those who've labored. Of course there's a blessing in that. But there's a greater blessing that God pours on us freely. And we sang about it. Look at that third verse. Pardon for sin. I have to ask, how good are you at forgiving people? You know, we Christians are like, well, we forgive. The truth is, it's not easy to forgive when you've been hurt. It's not easy to let it go, right? But by the grace of God, He empowers us because He paid that price. He went there and He pardons us. Pardon for sin and peace that endureth. Thy own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today. And what about tomorrow? Bright hope for tomorrow, right? If you close your book, let's sing that third verse again. And then let's be thankful. Let's be grateful for a faithful God. Third verse.
Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thy own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for mercy so great. We thank you for your mercy to us, O God, your faithfulness to us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank you, dear Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. O God, we thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise His name.
Glorify the Lord our God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We thank you with all that's within us, Lord, for your grace and your faithfulness to us. Lord, you're faithful when we're not faithful. And God, we've learned something living here in this human realm. That's not easy to do. And you know us inside and out. You know our mask, and you know behind the scenes. And you're still so faithful to us. God, we ought to shout your praises from the top of our lungs because you're so good to us. You're so kind to us. You are. Lord, you've blessed this camp with your presence. And everybody who walks on it, Lord Jesus, senses that you've put your presence here for us. And Lord, we've gotten a taste of your presence over and over again in these days, in these weeks, in these months. Lord, and you're spoiling us from this world. But we have to realize, and we do, Father, that your Son promised he would always be with us, whether at camp, whether we're in a dysfunctional home, whether we're in a crazy job, whether there's drama in our life that needs to be squelched in time. You're with us. You don't abandon us or forsake us. You're in the darkness. Lord, light and darkness are the same to you. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Shall we be seated?